In 1 John 1:5, the Bible tells us that God is light. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." 3 days later, as we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, God made lights in the firmament of the heaven. We read he made the greater light called the sun to rule the day, and he made the lesser light called the moon to rule the night. And I believe that God lit the sun with his own glory. And the sun and all its strength and power is a picture in Genesis chapter 1 of Jesus. Just like the earth must have the rays of the sun, so must we have the rays of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. There is no physical life, there would be no physical life on this earth without the sun, and there is no spiritual life without the Son of righteousness in our life. In other words, earth must have a relationship with the sun if there's going to be life. And if we're going to be saved and have eternal life, then we must have a relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Just like God made the greater light called the sun, he made the lesser light called the moon, and he made the moon to rule in the night. And just like you can say that the sun pictures Jesus Christ, I believe you could say that the moon pictures the church of Jesus Christ. And the reason I say that is, and you know this, but the moon has no light on its own. The only reason that we see light from the moon is because the sun shines and the moon reflects that light. There's no light or power in the moon except for the sun. Where there is no sunshine, there is no moonshine. And I'm not talking about the stuff in the bottle. I know you guys from down south, that's the first thing you think about when I say, in fact, that's Wednesday night, Gary Briggs was bringing in a jar, and he had it in a paper bag, a brown paper bag, and he said, "Preacher, you see, I got my jug tonight." He said, and I said, "You know, that's kind of funny, Sunday night I'm preaching on moonshine." But if there is no sunshine, there is no moonshine. The moon has no light on its own. It's a reflection of the sun, and the church should be a reflection of its head, Jesus Christ. We have no light on our own. We only have light as we reflect his. And I'm so glad tonight that I am a part of the body of Christ, the building of Christ, and the bride of Christ. Because it's a body that will never be diseased, it's a building that will never be destroyed, and it's a bride that will never be divorced. And in this dark world, and by the way, it's a dark world. It's a dark world politically, it's a dark world morally, it's a dark world economically. In this dark world, the church of Jesus Christ needs to shine and reflect the hope that's in him. And the only hope that this old world has is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't save anybody, and neither can you. I can't deliver anybody, and neither can you. I can't restore minds. I can't put broken pieces of lives back together. But I know somebody who can, who has, who will do again, and we need to reflect his brightness and the hope that's in him. I'm getting to my sermon. This is just on my introduction, so stay with me. So the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, that when he made the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, there's a little phrase in there that says, he made the stars also. He made the stars also. And in my analogy tonight, if the sun pictures Jesus, and if the moon pictures the church, then the stars picture the individual believers that make up the church of Jesus Christ. So tonight, I preach a sermon that officially I've entitled, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. As I mentioned this morning, I really wanted to call it Shine, Baby, Shine. And since you all are here, I think I'll just call it Shine, Baby, Shine. I mentioned this morning that you don't have a refined preacher and you don't have a cultured preacher, and so I'm not going to hide behind that and call it Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I'm just going to preach it like the Lord laid it on my heart. Shine, baby, shine. There's six reasons that we, as the stars of Jesus Christ, ought to shine. So here we go. I only got 10 minutes, so you got to listen fast. And if I go over a little bit tonight, no school tomorrow, it's a holiday, you can sleep in, I won't feel bad. I hope you don't. So number one, why should we shine? Number one, when we shine, we show the glory of God. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." David looked at the sky one night when he was a little shepherd boy, and he looked at the sun, moon, and the stars, and he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" And he says, "When I consider the works of your hand, the sun, moon, and stars in the sky, what are we that you even think about us?" And so when we shine, we show the glory of God. Do you know why God one day reached down further than you could reach up and grab you and saved you so that he would have somebody in this world to glorify and magnify his name? In Genesis chapter 12, the world was a heathen place. The world worshipped idols. And God reached down in that time and called a man by the name of Abraham to make a nation. He wanted a people that would show the rest of the world that God is real. That God is not just sticks and stones and statues made by the hands of men, but that God is real. And he's a holy God and a God who is alive. And so he called Abraham and said, "Abraham, from your people, I'm going to show that I am God." In Genesis chapter 15, Abraham was getting old and he was concerned because he did not have a son as an heir. And God said, "Look to the heaven. Look at the stars. If you can number the stars, then you'll know how many descendants I'm going to give you." And I know that the church is not Israel. I know that's not Israel. But in the same way that God raised up Israel, he has raised up a group of people that ought to shine in a dark world to tell the world today that there is a God, that he is real, that he is alive, and that he does work in the hearts of men. He's not a figment of our imagination. He's not a piece of stone. He's not a piece of wood. He's not a statue. He's a living God. He's a working God. He's a prayer-answering God. He's a miracle wonder-working God who is worthy of our praise. And so I say tonight, shine, baby, shine, so the world can glorify your God and see that he's God. Number two, when we shine, we're doing exactly what God made us to do. Children of Israel had their backs up against a wall. It looks like they were all going to be destroyed. They were going to be wiped off the face of the earth. At that particular time, God raised up a young woman by the name of Esther. Esther, the name Esther means a bright light and shining star. And in the darkest hour of Israel's night, In the blackest hour, one of the blackest hours of their history, God brought this star to center stage. And I like what her uncle Mordecai said to her. He said, and I'm putting it in my own words, he said, "Honey, this is not an accident. This is not some mysterious happening. You have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this." And what Mordecai was saying to his niece, who he raised as a daughter, he was saying, "Shine, baby, shine. This is your divine appointment. This is your divine assignment. You're not here by accident. You're not here by, as an afterthought. God designed it this way. This is your day. This is your hour. This is your turn." And I would remind you tonight that you and I are not on the world at this particular time by accident. We're not here as an afterthought. God designed it this way. This is our day. This is our turn. This is our hour. And we need to shine and let the kingdom of God be seen in this dark world. So shine, baby, shine, because that's what God made us to do. Number three, when we shine, we're like Jesus. You ever stop and think about it? When we get thrown in the star category, we're in pretty good company. Because in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, the Bible calls Jesus the bright and morning star. I'll just ask you to think with me for a minute. What would Jesus do if he were on the earth today? What would he do? I think he'd do the same thing he did the first time that he was here. He would weep over the lost. He would pray over the lost. And he would give all that he was to see him saved, to see him come to himself. You want to be like Jesus? You want to shine like he did? Then seek the lost and point them to the Savior. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 says, "They that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever." And so I say tonight, shine, baby, shine. Because when you're shining, you're just like your Savior. Number four, when we shine, we are a compass to Christ. It was a star that guided the wise men to the Christ child. That star stuck out a silver finger and said to the wise men, "That's him. That's him. That's him." I'm glad that I had a grandma with a silver finger that pointed it in my face and said the same thing. "That's him. That's him. That's him." Somebody needs to twinkle today. Somebody needs to shine today, because there are men and women, boys and girls that are headed toward hell. And somebody needs to point to the Savior and say, "That's him. That's him. That's him." You know, in the old days, they steered ships by stars. And the stars, as they shone in the sky and as they were read by the sailors, what the stars said is, "That's the way. That's the way to safety. That's the way to rest. That's the way to the harbor." Again, you and I can't save anybody. You and I can't deliver anybody. You and I can't restore anybody. But you and I can walk out on the stage that God has put us on, and we can shine, and we can say like the stars, "Heaven is that way. Salvation is that way. Redemption is that way. Deliverance is that way. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Shine, baby, shine. Because when we shine, we point people to Jesus. Number five, when we shine, we provide comfort in darkness. You ever stop and think about it? Stars do their best work at night. In fact, stars do their only work at night. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. I hear people say today, the world is really in bad shape. It's dark. It's sinful. And what I want to say is, isn't it a great time to be a Christian? Great time to be a Christian. I mean, I watch the news. I know how bad it is. I know how sinful it is. But I just say to myself, man, it's a wonderful time to be a Christian. People say it's dark. Where's the sun? Why can't I see the sun? People can't see the sun because their world is upside down. And the stars come out in the darkness of the night. And what they say is, the sun is still shining. Your world is upside down. You can't see the sun because the world's upside down. But just hang on. The sun is still shining. He'll be back. He'll come back and you'll be able to bask in the sunshine again. And when he comes back, he'll turn your world right side up. We sing the song, "Cheer up, my brother. Dwell in the sunshine." The book of Psalms says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Shine, baby, shine. Because when we shine, we provide comfort in darkness. And then, number six. When the sun comes, the stars fade. You know what little stars do when the bright morning star comes out? They fade from view. They fade from view. They say, that's him. He's the big star. He's the main star. Till he comes, we're going to keep begging sinners to come to Jesus. Till he comes, we're going to keep proclaiming the gospel, asking people to be saved. He's coming. And when he comes, we'll fade from view. We'll bow at his nailed, scarred feet. And we'll shout, all hail the power of Jesus' name. We'll shout, he is Lord. He is God. He is good. He is holy. He is worthy. Until then, just shine, baby, shine. Put your fingers up. Sing with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Come on, smile. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Shine, baby, shine. That's what he made us to do. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the wonderful pictures that you paint, even in the first chapter of the book, about your son, about his church, and about those that make up the church. And I pray tonight, first of all, I pray that everybody here is saved. I pray, Father, if there's just one person here tonight that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, they'll understand they're a sinner. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross. He died in our place and paid for every one of our sins. And if that person, man, woman, boy, or girl, will come and ask Jesus to save them, he'll save them. So, Father, I pray if there's just one person here tonight that doesn't know Christ, they'll get saved. I know most of us here tonight are Christians. We have a home in heaven because we trusted Christ. And, Father, I pray tonight we would shine. We'd be the stars that you made us to be, and we'd point others to Christ. Just bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Do in our life what you need to do. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.